Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to say at this particular time, callers and other individuals, if you have things that you want to place in my inbox, please do so, and I will get right back with you after the ministry. Thank you so much. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to be glad in it. Before we begin, I would like to first of all thank God. God is just, wow, God is just good, amen. I would also like to thank my friends and family for the inboxes and for the connects, and we're actually starting a huge network of gospel artists all around the world. And also I have this website, so I want you guys to check it out when you get time. But the purpose of this ministry tonight is to talk about the subject of moving forward. The Lord will go before you. The title is Move Forward. The Lord will go before you. To make it personal, move forward. The Lord will go before us. I would like to first off start off by praying, of course. Then I want to read Psalm again. And after which, we will go into the Word of God. I tell you what, the Spirit of God is heightened. The atmosphere is shifting. Things are looking up, and the Lord is getting ready to bless. The healing is here. The anointing is here. The Spirit of God is here. Positive attitudes are here. Just prophecy is here. Revelation is here. So everything is in place and in order, and the environment has already been set. So when you hear the prayer of the Lord tonight, just know the environment's already set. So therefore, let's just magnify the Lord and let's rejoice in his name together, because the Lord is good and his mercy endures to all generations. Did y'all hear what I said? I said all generations, not just one generation, but all generations. And so without further ado, I would like to go ahead and pray unto God. And after I pray unto God, I would like to read Psalm. And if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Psalm 136. And we're going to read a couple of numbers there. So that's Psalm 136. But first, we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to open up our eyes so that we may see another day. We thank you for the fellowship and the fellowship in the ministry, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to have a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And even when some of us didn't feel well, Lord, you still gave us the strength and courage that we needed in order to make it through, Heavenly Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, and those who are going in the hospitals, Heavenly Father, in a particular manner. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the testimonies, and we thank you for the anointing and the healing that you brought out of those hospitals, the kids that you have allowed to come out of the hospital, the adults that you have allowed to come out of comas, the healing that you caused for diabetes, the healing that you caused for cancer. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the young man in Chicago who's finding a cure, Lord, continue to give him that wisdom and knowledge, Heavenly Father, where men, women, boys, and girls may be saved from this disease that affects so many people, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you cleanse our bodies, Heavenly Father, from the top to the bottom, Heavenly Father. And if there's anything in there, any illness, any sickness that needs to be taken out, Lord, would you remove it in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you for the good reports. We thank you for blessing us to just be able to see another day, Lord. We thank you for the new beginnings. We thank you for the old beginnings. We thank you for the past, the present, and the future, Heavenly Father. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, that this ministry go down tonight. We're asking, would you give us the words to say, Heavenly Father? May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our spirit be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove anything that is in our hearts that is not like you, that is not of you, Heavenly Father, so that we may focus on you, Lord. We thank you for the spirit and the revelation, which is to move forward because you have already gone before us, Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the divine revelation. We thank you for the rising up. We thank you for the reviving of our confidence, the reviving of our movement, the reviving of our knowledge, the reviving of our wisdom, Heavenly Father. And as we go into this ministry tonight, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to crown this old head of mine from the top to the bottom to the soles of my feet, Lord. Would you give me the words, the authentic words of God that comes from on high, and help us, Heavenly Father, to be better for you. Help us to be confident. Help us to be purified. Help us to walk right. Help us to talk right. Help us to see right. Help us to get anything out of our heart that's not like you. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We lift you up. We magnify your holy name. We glorify your name, Heavenly Father. We edify you, Lord. And anything that is not like you, we ask that it be removed. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just everything that you've done, Lord. We thank you for the listeners who are on the line tonight. We thank you for those who are going to listen. Lord, we thank you for just being there for us and taking care of us, Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless us, Heavenly Father, to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you give us just the heart and the tenacity to keep on keeping on, to keep on moving up the ladder, Heavenly Father, and help us that if we look back, we're pulling somebody up the ladder, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the prophecy. We thank you for the vision. We thank you for the dreams, Heavenly Father. And now as we go into this particular ministry, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would it be something that is acceptable, something that is pleasing in your sight? Would it be anointed by you? Would it be the authentic word that is not mixed or infiltrated with the world and with our thoughts and with our opinions, but would it be a true revelation that will help someone, Heavenly Father, tonight? In Jesus' name we pray, hey, amen and amen. And once again, I have to say it one more time, saints, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to read Psalm 136 through 5. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 5. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Excuse me, I'm getting happy. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And the Lord right now is speaking here. We need to go over our task of taking our burdens to the Lord, meaning that we need to go ahead and ask our Heavenly Father for what we want. Consider this Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Consider this favor. Consider this a time in which the doors are open. Consider this your season. Consider this something that you should be thankful for. So at this particular time, I need you to get a sheet of paper. Or if you are attuned to just thinking without writing, that's still fine. But I'm getting a sheet of paper because I would like to have that think time. And what I want you to do is I want you to write down two things that you would like to ask the Lord. It could be anything. And, you know, the Lord revealed that, you know, in the past when we participated in this particular activity, it was always ask the Lord for something that you need. And the Lord said that some people may want to ask about faith. Some people may want to ask about favor. I'm going to tell you a secret. When you write it down, okay, when you write it down, if it's a question about faith, if it's a question about something that is very personal unto you, I guarantee you, if you believe and trust, the Lord will lead you in the right direction to give you that answer. You don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be a prophet, evangelist, a bishop. The Lord speaks to all of his children, just like a parent speaks to all of their children. So you want to make sure that when you're asking, it could be something as simple as, you know, Lord, how do I strengthen my faith? And the Lord will begin to take you through things where you will have to strengthen your faith. It may be uncomfortable sometimes, but you ask the Lord that. Or you may say, Lord, I'm in need of this, right? Make sure that you're in need of it and it's not something that you just want, because we have to get our needs met first before we can go to the want. So right now, at this particular time, the Lord is speaking that we need to be honest and we need to write down, or we need to think about what we want to ask him. It doesn't matter what it is. Let's go for it. And I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Okay. All right, so we're finished with that. That's great. Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to look at that particular piece of paper, and I want you to put that on your positive list, and I want you to count it already done, because the Lord is going to answer prayers, and he's going to – I told you Jesus is coming, and when we thought about that, many people thought about that. They thought that it was going to be different things. Jesus comes in many different forms, many different ways. But I want you to count it already done and put it on that piece of paper, and I want you to look at it up and down. Then I want you to put it under your pillow, and on tomorrow I want you to own it and wear it well. Okay? All right. Thank you so much for your participation. All right. So today's message is move forward. The Lord will go before you. When we speak about moving forward, I think about the game of chess, right? Or different games, board games as you were a child. I'm speaking to the children. Some adults still play it. Board games where you want to progress. You were always saddened when you had to move back two or three steps, or you had to go all the way back to the beginning. And the Lord said this is the season to begin to move forward, because the Lord will go before you. And the Lord has laid out our paths, and he knows when it is time. He knows our due season. So when the Lord tells you to move forward, you need to move forward. It's kind of like Simon says, all right? Simon says, move forward. Then you move forward. Simon says, move to the side. You move to the side. And we have to pretend like the Lord is Simon, because when we think about this, and this is what the Lord has given me, when we think about this, there are many implications, or there are many factors that we need to consider. When we begin to move forward, we have to move forward as we're instructed. If we move forward at a time in which the Lord has not asked us or told us to move forward, then we are going to be doomed. So many of you, as I said before, and this goes back to what we were talking about people all around you just moving forward and you're standing still. And the Lord says that when you move too fast, you miss out on your blessings. He said, so just because it looked like you were behind, he said, actually you were moving at the move of God, not the move of people. And he said, what we need to realize and understand is that we shouldn't look to see who's ahead. We need to seek who knows what's ahead, who is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what I had said a couple of weeks ago, that we need to focus on who knows what's ahead. So if you feel like, before we even get started, if you feel like you're behind, if you feel like you're not moving, you're not progressing, you're just staying in one place, you're not thriving, then the Lord says this is your time to move, because he is the source of movement. He knows what's ahead. He knows how to order your steps. How do we know that? Because you've been praying, because we've been praying for a breakthrough, because we've been praying for a move of God, he said now it is time to move into the right path. So therefore, the Lord says today, move forward, the Lord will go before you. Why is the Lord going before you? Why is the Lord going before us? Because he is ordering our steps for success, ladies and gentlemen. So therefore, we have to move at the pace of the Lord. I'm going to be brief tonight and give you four particular scripture and psalm that will identify things or characteristics that the Lord will do as we are on this move forward journey. Psalms 32 and 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. The Lord is getting ready to be your supervisor. That means that you're going to be under the unction and function of the Holy Spirit. Anytime that you're under the unction and function of the Holy Spirit, it means that you move when the Spirit of God moves, and he leads you and guides you to success. You want to know how success looks? Just follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You want to know how success feels? Follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you ask the disciples, they will tell you that they went on many experiences and had great teachings because they followed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you read in Psalm 32 and 8, what you need to get out of that is the Lord says he will what? Instruct, which means teach. We talked about this on yesterday. And he will teach you in the way you should go, okay, in the way you should go. A lot of us like to go the way we want to go, right? And when we go the way we want to go, then we end up on the wrong path. It's kind of like when you're driving a car. When you're driving a car and you don't have a map, you don't know where you're going, you're just kind of driving and guessing, you're going to miss a couple of turns. But the Lord says here, I will instruct you. He said, and I will show you where to go. And not only that, he says, my eyes will be upon you. So the Lord is still watching. Why? Because he's our supervisor and he wants us to be successful. So his eyes are upon us just like his eyes are upon the sparrow. So three things that I want you to glean from this particular psalm. The first thing is instruct. The Lord is going to instruct you on this journey. Number two, I want you to think about the Lord will counsel you. Number two, because sometimes we get tired. And number three, the Lord will always keep his eyes on you, okay? And you can count on that. When the Lord says it, it happens, all right? Number two, Deuteronomy 1 and 6. The Lord our God said to us in Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. When we talk about a mountain, the Lord says that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. You have stayed long enough at this mountain. It is time to move. You have become too comfortable. The Lord has other things. He wants you to move forward. He wants you to experience other successes. Your work is done. You're finished. The Lord wants to advance you. He wants to increase your territory. So he says in here, you have stayed, you have remained long enough at this mountain. How many of you know that if we continuously do something all the time without changing it up, that we would get too comfortable? The Lord says you need to expand. You need to move forward because it's like jogging in place, ladies and gentlemen. When you jog in place, right, you are still reaping the benefits, but you're not able to extend, right, all the way out to other areas. So when you jog in place, you're working on your arms and legs, But see, you want to work on your biceps and triceps, and you want to work on your breathing and other things like that. That's essential to winning the race. So therefore, you have to move forward. That means you have to gain more distance. So the Lord says he wants you to utilize your skills. He wants you to utilize what he has given to you. He wants you to utilize it to the fullest extent. He said you're utilizing it now, right? But he has, he wants to increase. He wants to maximize. That's the word. He wants to maximize your potential. He wants to maximize it. So he says, therefore, you've stayed long enough. Let's move forward. Okay? So we can count on these things. He's going to instruct, right? He's going to counsel, and he's going to keep his eyes on us. He's our supervisor. The second thing, he says, move forward. He said he wants to maximize, write that word down, maximize your gifts. Maximize your gifts. Okay. Let's go. Let's move on. Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Your eyes should look forward. Why? Because the Lord is leading you. If you're looking behind, the Lord is never behind us. He's always in the front. He should always be leading and guiding us. If you look behind, you may miss a step. The Lord says all of our steps are ordered. It's just like taking an order at a restaurant, right? If you put the phone on mute or put the phone down when someone's ordering, you're going to miss something. But the Lord says, look straight ahead. He said, and when you look straight ahead, you're able to walk into the path of righteousness. You're able to walk into the path of success because God is just that good. So therefore, we have to remember that we need to continue to look forward, right? Because our paths are right before us, and we are following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right? The next verse comes from Job 42:2. I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withheld from thee. The Lord knows that we can do everything with him. With God, everything is impossible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? And nothing can be withheld. Every moment when the Lord gives us the command, he says, move forward. And he takes you to whatever place, whether it's ministry, career, family, whatever it is, he is going to make sure that you will be successful. The Lord will never take you to a wilderness. He will never take us to a wilderness for us to get eaten up. He will take us to the wilderness because he knows that we can handle what's there. The Lord will never tell us. He will never prophesy. He will never give a revelation. He will never give a vision to move forward or accelerate if he did not already have success set up, if he did not already have your destiny set up. The Lord is not going to take you to a place and it not be prepared for you. That's why he says, I go to prepare a place for you. A lot of people correlate that with death, but that also includes life. When the Lord, this revelation, when the Lord says move forward, he said, I've already prepared a place for you. He said, go. And when you go to that prepared place, you'll know it. Why? Because you'll get a feeling, and you will feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, and you'll say, this is where I need to be. That's what you'll say. And so the revelation is move forward. The Lord will go before you. The Lord has already gone before you. He's already created the place for you. He's already created your destiny. He already knows what's going to happen, right? Then he says, I will instruct you. Don't worry about anything. I'm going to instruct you. I'm going to give you the wisdom and knowledge. I'm going to counsel you. I'm going to watch you. My eyes will be on you because you are my child, and I've sent you to a place. And because I've sent you there, I have to supervise you to make sure that you are successful. Second thing we talked about was in Deuteronomy 1:6. Maximize your potential. There's no need in jogging in place when there's a whole track, 400 meters, that you can run around and maximize your breathing techniques, maximize your strides, maximize your movements. There's no need in running in place. You're utilizing all of those gifts and you're sitting on them in one place just by running in place. You're not maximizing. That means when it's time to run a mile, you're going to be good at the sprinting part and you're going to get tired on the curves. Why? Because you're running in place. You're not leaning. You're not practicing leaning to the side or leaning forward so that the wind won't hit you in the face, okay? Number three, Proverbs 4:25, look straight ahead. even when you're running, right? Your coaches tell you look straight ahead. Well, Lord said, you are walking behind me, and so you should be looking, your gaze should be looking straight ahead. If you look behind, you're going to miss a couple of steps. The Lord has ordered our steps, right? Our steps are ordered, so therefore we have to walk each step. We can't hopscotch over a step. We can't walk backwards, then walk forward. The Lord says our steps are ordered. Keep moving. Move forward. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, right? And if we follow, or when we follow the path of righteousness, when we follow this journey that the Lord has given us, we will be able to maximize our fullest potential, and we will be able to just, utilize, our gifts will be utilized in such a magnificent, magnificent way, okay? So we must make sure that we're listening to God. We're listening to his instruction. We're listening to his counsel. He's going to watch us. You know, he said he'll be with us. You know, we have to make sure we're maximizing our potential. We have to make sure that we're moving forward, not backwards, and looking forward, not backwards. And we have to make sure that we continue to trust in God, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that's the revelation for tonight, believe it or not. And that was very short, but that's what the Lord gave me. And I want to also give you what the Lord gave me over here. And it says, trust in God. Walk in your trust. Talk trust. And most of all, live in trust. You cannot move forward without trust. But did you notice that in order to trust God, walk, talk, and live, you must have faith? I leave you with this. I wonder what a baby thinks as to one day learn to walk. Only heaven knows what a baby thinks when it is time to talk. But just as a baby, we must step and accept the fall. But if we never try to move, we will always have to crawl. The Lord is telling us to move forward. It is time to stop jogging in place, and it is time to maximize what the Lord has given us. We must maximize our potential. The Lord has called you to minister, maximize it to the fullest extent. If he's called you to teach, lead, whatever he's called you to do, maximize it. But somebody said, but people have, the Lord says he's already gone before you. Maximize it. The Lord has said it. He spoke it. There's no one on earth who can override what the Lord has said. There's no one on earth who can override what the Lord has said. Nobody. There's no one greater than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter who it is. When the Lord tells you to move, move. Okay? So we can be assured that the Lord is going to lead and guide us. That's the whole gist of it. He's going to lead and guide us. But the revelation of God says move forward. And that's what we have to do. How do we move forward? We move forward in faith. Do we know all the places and all the things that God's going to do for us? No, we don't. We have no idea. We don't know. But one thing we can be certain of is that God knows. And if we trust God, we will continue to follow him even when our eyes are closed, because we know that he's going to take us to a place where we're going to be successful. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we begin to reverence God. It's very important that we begin to trust God and depend on God. It's very important that we begin to edify, magnify, and uplift his holy name. The Lord would not tell us to move forward if he did not go to prepare a place already. And as I said before, a lot of people like to correlate to death, and that's not what it's saying. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And what this means in this particular revelation is that he's already prepared it. It's done. It's finished. But you are going to have to walk and follow the Lord. And one other thing I want to leave with you to encourage you that the Lord is showing me, he says, stop focusing on the past. Stop focusing on, I should be at this point by now in my life. I should be at this point. The Lord has a great plan for your life. Focus on the Lord who knows what's ahead. Oh, but that wasn't fair. It doesn't have to be fair. The Lord will make it fair. Focus on the Lord who knows what's ahead. That's what our focus needs to be. So I'm really encouraged, and I want you to think about that. I want you to know that the Lord wants us to focus on that particular thing, on that very thing. We have to focus. It's a must, and we have to focus on it. Okay? So without further ado, I want to, I'll play the music tomorrow because I have a lot of artists who just joined as well. But what I want to do is I want to go ahead and go over the announcements, and then I will bid you good night. Okay? Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. A spiritual guide on the go is in your local bookstores and online at barnesandnobles.com, Follis.com, and Amazon.com and AmazonUK.com and BookWorld.com. That's BookWhirl.com. Please, please go and pick up your guides. In addition to that, gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, educators, teachers, community leaders, please, please Facebook Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for your family. If you have to put them all on one line, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for others as well. We're still praying for the Tanner family. We're praying for our children, our youth. We're praying for our elderly individuals. We're praying for everybody because all of us need prayer, and the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So make sure that you're praying for everyone. As I said before, make sure that you're continuing to remain safe around water. We're dealing with the epidemic where parents are losing patience. PLP, parents losing patience. We need for you guys to slow down a little bit, pray, take deep breaths, and just relax. It's going to be all right. They're just kids. In addition to that, we want to make sure that we continue to just pray for our nation and our country and our president. We want to pray for just different projects that's going on, because there are a lot of projects going on. We want to pray for the shift in the environment. We want to pray for just everyone. Just continue to pray, and pray without ceasing. It's very important to pray. We must do that. It's essential. It's needed. It's very much needed. All this week, you can expect Mr. Chris from John Maxwell's company to come back with us. Also, you can expect little Adis, who is one of the youths who would talk about things that can be improved in the school and the community. I spoke with his mom. We have a couple of new gospel artists. You can also expect an update on the website that I will post on the Facebook page. We're going to add a gospel TV show. We're going to also add some artists, the artists that come on the ministry and the artists that I know and things like that. And so we want to make sure that you guys are a part of that. So please be sure to, you know, look at the I Gotta Have Faith page and stay up with that page, and also the I Free to Love page, ALFREDALOVE. Love to have you as one of my guests as well. In addition to that, remember on August the 24th, 2014, we're having the church anniversary and homecoming at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, 76705. Please, please, please be sure to come out. We expect to see all of your faces on that particular day at 3:30, I believe, p.m., but it will be at 919 Dutton Avenue, and our special guest will be the Reverend Melvin Petty of the Greater Mount Olive Baptist Church in Waco, Texas. So we're going to have a good time in the Lord, and we're just expecting great things from God, and we want you all to come out. If you're in the Texas area, Waco area, you notice I said Texas, so that means if you're in Houston, Dallas, wherever, you can make it to that particular event if you don't have anything at your church at 3:30. God bless you. In addition to that, as I said before, We have added the Love Entertainment, where we are bringing in Nanny again. And we have some other events that's going to go on. So we have the ministry, and then we have the entertainment side as well. So I will be giving you more information on that. But once again, I just appreciate each and every one of you for supporting, listening to the Love of Jesus ministry. I pray for each and every one of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love, that God... that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.